Also, Colleen Foley from Corporation Counsel is present to answer any legal questions. Real quick before I go to the presentation on the report that was submitted to the board, the theme behind this project and the need for this is we have a legal and safety responsibility to ensure this work is completed. How and when that occurs, there's recommendations throughout the report, but ultimately we have a legal and safety responsibility to make sure it's done. On September 14th, 1976, the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County entered into an easement agreement granting to the county a permanent easement to city-owned property adjacent to MacArthur Square parking structure between the parking structure and the museum, and we'll show you aerial graphics here in a minute. When the public museum was originally constructed by the city of Milwaukee, the space was intended to be the floor of a building that was to be constructed at a later date. That concrete floor was made from voided concrete designed for indoor use, never designed for outdoor elements. It does not have proper drainage, and it was never constructed, as you'll see. A couple of years ago in 2015, a structural engineering consultant was hired by the city of Milwaukee to inspect the voided concrete slab, and their recommendation was full replacement. The city and county proposed a 50% proportionate share of the cost of replacing the voided concrete slab and related impacts to the museum lunchroom, which we'll show in a few moments, reflective of their respective roles and legal responsibilities. The estimated project cost is $2.6 million for consultant staff and construction costs, of which $1.3 million would be borne by the county. And we have submitted this project in our capital improvement request that was due on June 30th as number one priority for facilities management division. The county also is proposing to share 50% of the planning and design costs, which we would cash finance this year and reimburse the city. This was necessary to proceed with in order to answer the questions that may occur here today or with others. So if I can, I'll move to the presentation real quick. We've been working with the City Department of Public Works to be consistent, so this presentation was provided by them to us and authorized for us to use here today. So as I discussed, aerial view, land you're very familiar with. The blue shaded area is where the former Pioneer Village was. The next graphic will show where the tunnel goes underneath the public museum and this area we're referring to. So Kilbourne Tunnel is the purple line, goes underneath Alpha Plaza Plaza, up through under Pioneer Village and under portions of the Milwaukee Public Museum. As we look at elevations of this, you also kind of think of it as a 3D layer. Below the Pioneer Village and the Milwaukee Public Museum lunchroom are also the off-ramp from the Kilbourne Tunnel into MacArthur Square, and the roof of the tunnel is essentially the concrete slab that's failing that we're discussing. This graphic depicts the ownership extents. For the most part, you have state up where the green line is, where it becomes yellow is city, maintained and repaired. And then when you enter into the blue shading, that's where the county has a permanent easement to maintain this property. Again, that slab that's there and the city has kept the public museum from utilizing is original to 1965 and ever designed to be used in the outdoor. This is a cross-section of what we're looking at. We can discuss multiple layers of it, but this is looking west. So most importantly, if you look on the bottom by the footers is the riding surface of the tunnel. Going up from there, you see the voided slab that is the Pioneer Village, and that is the voided slab that is deteriorated and beginning to fail, and is essentially the ceiling for the tunnel itself. So in this agreement, we believe we are in the best place to move forward because this is essentially the county slab. It was supposed to legally maintain. It goes into our property, our footers at the public museum. Further deterioration will do only enhance the cost of rectifying all this. So regardless of what the public museum